and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from Auto Owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Spread the word. Tell all family members. Call your neighbors. It's Bucko's Party Store. 12 packs of Christmas sale. All 12 packs of bottled beer on sale. All Pepsi 12-pack cans, 2 for $9. All 2 liters, only 2 for $3. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. Stay warm this winter with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. A holiday must is Bucko's special candy cane treats. All kinds of other great wine and liquor deals store-wide for the holidays. All sales do not include taxes or deposits.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung holiday heroes. This one goes out to the gracious holiday hosts. Every year, you host the entire family for Christmas dinner. That's both bold and brave. While others cringe at hosting 25 family members, you embrace it with unparalleled passion. You bring distant relatives closer together. And you deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your holiday hero, Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. The Huskies, what are the plans now, Coach?
My flight leaves for Hawaii tomorrow morning for 2 weeks. So
I
can start a GoFundMe page for Coach Pearson to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks. How does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds really good. What do the guys do? They got exams this week, obviously.
We do. So, it's all about the academics this week. That's our main focus, is to make sure we take care of some things. And we've been on the road a lot. So, the guys have to get caught up if they're behind, but they've got to study and make sure we do well as a group and as individuals in our classes here. So, also this week we'll have some practices, either mandatory or optional, around their schedule, just so we can stay in shape, because, our last game was obviously this past weekend. You go from, it's almost going to be 2.5 weeks till we play again, or till we practice, about 2 weeks till we practice. So that's a long time off for a hockey player. So we'll do some things this week. We'll get our academics in order, get done, and then they can go home, I believe, Thursday night. Thursday is the last sort of official function we have, and they're allowed to go home Thursday. I have to report back to Detroit on the 26th of December. We'll try and have a little skate on the 26th, practice 27th, 28th, and drop the puck against Michigan on the 29th. So that's one of our goals, is always to do well and win the GLI. So that's on the goal board. So we'll start talking about that a little bit. We'll put the first half behind us today. We'll review the Bowling Green series and put that behind us. And then tomorrow we'll start focusing on what we need to do to beat Michigan. And that'll be our focus going forward. We'll talk about, when you go home, to make sure you get on the ice. You want to go home and take some time off, but once you get the 3 or 4 days and you haven't skated, it really starts to affect you. So we're gonna make sure they get on the ice and stay sharp, because we want to win that GLI. We want to win that championship down there. The last year in Joe Louis Arena, I believe we won it the first year it was played in Joe Louis Arena, if I'm not correct. If someone out there can check that on for me, who was the first team to win a GLI championship in Joe Louis Arena? I'm going to say it's when I played. I should know, shouldn't I?
It would have been 79, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. 79-80 season.
Right. And
You were obviously playing.
I was a player there. So I should know that, shouldn't I? But, it's been a lot of years, people. It's been a lot of years, a lot of games, a lot of the hits to the head,
The concussion protocol was not the same as
it
is now.
No, it's not.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. So, but we want to go down there, and I believe we won the first one there. So let's bookend it with the last one. That'll be the message to our team today. Let's put a nice bookend to this and then move on and move forward. So, but that'll be our focus. Like I said, academics, and then just trying to stay sharp and then get some guys healthy. We've got a lot of guys that have been playing banged up, and we're going to try and see where Dylan Stamen is, if he'll even be ready for the GLI. And, Brent Baltus's situation, I think – you know, things are moving along okay there, but we've looked at a lot of articles about guys who've had some blood clots and continue to play. And I had one in Jed Ortmeyer at Michigan, and he played, I think, 700 games in the NHL. It's ironic. They just came out with an article December 9th on the Players Tribune on about Jed Ortmeyer and the blood clots. It was sort of interesting, just the timing of it. So it's a good article. People want to find that. And I've shared that with Brent Baltus, obviously. So, but we continue to pray for him. And I would like to mention, you know, our prayers and thoughts go out to Matt Roy and his family. Matt Roy did not make a trip back with us from Bowling Green. His sister-in-law and his brother, been married about a year and a half. They were on their way down to Bowling Green, and she had a brain aneurysm, and doesn't look like she's going to make it. And so our prayers and thoughts are out to Matt and his family. And Matt's such a good kid, and you know, it's really hard to see. And I know our players, and he's got a lot of brothers on that team, that locker room, who you know, will support him and whatnot. But anyway, just you know, if you're religious and that, just say a prayer for Matt and his family.
What about Brent Baltus, Coach? You just mentioned him, but how are his spirits? I know it's so tough for him because he really wanted to have a good second half of the season.
Well, he did, and Brent, I feel bad for Brent because he's a senior, and we miss him. You know, we miss Baltz. You know, he's another one of those guys. He was elected by his teammates as one of our captains this year, and you know, he's a leader, and he does things the right way, both on the ice, off the ice, the way he lives his life. He's one of those guys you'd want your daughter to marry, Dirk, and you know, you'd hire him, and that's how I judge, you know, our players. And would you hire this guy at your company to do the right thing and work hard? It's tough, but having said that, he, you know, we'll see where things end up. You know, I don't know if he'll be able to come back this year, and if not, maybe there's a red shirt involved. Maybe we get him back for another year. Wouldn't that be a bonus, you know, for us? And so there's a lot of things that can happen. And you know, I'm not even going to talk about the worst case scenario where he can't play. I have a feeling that I'm just praying and hoping that he'll get the news, and you know, with medical technology and the advances we have this day and age, that he'll be able to play with this condition. I know Steve Stamkos, there's a number of players who've run into similar situations than this. So, but yeah, it's tough on him, like I said, and he's such a good person. And but he's strong. He's strong. He's got a great attitude about it. So he's got a great family behind him. And obviously he's got his teammates and the program. So he'll be good. He'll be fine.
All right. Question, Coach, and this is just a kind of a basic question. What is the plan for the Great Lakes Invitational and the goaltenders? Will you play more than one, or is Angus the guy right now?
Well, I would like someone to call in and answer that for me, please. No, I mean, it's a fair question, but I remember like one year, I think, you know, when Jamie and Phoenix Copley were both here, we weren't sure. We'd sort of split them a little bit, and we went into GLI, and I think Phoenix got delayed in travel coming back to, you know, Detroit from Alaska. And I said, gee, I don't know if we should play him. I mean, that's a long travel from Alaska. Jamie's just coming over from Toronto, you know, fresher. You don't have the time difference. I think we're going to go with Jamie. And then for whatever reason, we decided to go with Phoenix. And I think he pitched back-to-back shutouts and won the GLI for us. So at this point, Angus will be the guy, unless someone can convince me a reason why otherwise we shouldn't.
Next question, Coach, is what is the process from start to finish for recruiting a player? When is the first discovered, and who discovers him all the way through to signing and playing for Tech?
Oh, boy. A lot of things can happen, and each recruit can be different. I mean, you have your basic recruiting starts, you know, I want to say grade 8, 9, usually 9, you know, starting to watch these guys play Bantam hockey. Now, we don't do a lot of it, but just in general, teams will start watching Bantam hockey, which most of the kids, I call them, or young people are in grade 9. And then from that point on, you have what is a verbal commitment. A verbal commitment is just a school offering a scholarship, and the young man and his family saying, I accept that. And then he's committed to that school, even though there's no official document or it's not binding. It's just an agreement. And then you continue to obviously follow up on that player and watch them. But that's when you start watching them, and it starts, you know, with your assistant coaches. The head coach goes out. A lot of the coaches themselves will alert you. You get a network of people, and, you know, you try and stay in touch with that network of people. That's why it's so important to make weekly calls, whether you're calling a junior coach or a midget coach or an advisor, is to stay in touch with us. If you're not calling people weekly, like let's take the USHL, if we're not calling those coaches, you know, weekly or every second week, just touching base with them, you're not following through like you should be, because a lot of things happen from week to week, whether they trade for a player, whether they bring a player up that you may be.